Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's September 10th, 2013. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but I thought I had this program all laid out, planned out. In fact, Rebecca St. James is on vacation this week, and so she was unavailable for a live interview. But I had heard a recording where she was interviewed and talked all about her lead role in this new movie that's coming to the Savoy 16 Theater, debuting this Friday all over the country and at the Savoy 16 Theater, called A Strange Brand of Happy. It was a great interview, and I thought I would just do an opening, share that interview with everyone, and then close out with some ticket giveaways. Well, as I was previewing things late last night after our Singing Men rehearsal, somehow what I thought I had, where it was a full interview with the host asking Rebecca questions and then her responding, ends up being, at least what I have, is just her responses to questions, which I don't have. So this is going to turn into one of those NPR kind of interviews where I'm going to formulate some questions and then Rebecca will respond to them. But these are questions that I put together after hearing her answer. So you'll figure it out real soon as I kind of walk us all through. But why don't we start off with some ticket giveaways? Everyone loves that. And at this point, we still have tickets to Friday night's showing of A Strange Brand of Happy at the Savoy 16 Theater in Savoy, for the Saturday afternoon matinee, for the Saturday night, Sunday afternoon matinee, and Sunday night. So right now, the first and fifth caller can choose what's showing and will win a pair of tickets. And we'll do another giveaway at the end of today's broadcast. And also recognize when this re-airs at this point in the program tonight, we'll have the same call-in. So right now, the first and fifth caller, 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. So my first question that'll be answered by Rebecca St. James, who's now married, and I don't know if she's still going by the last name St. James or may take on her new husband's name, but I think she's been married a year or two now. I remember meeting her and her father at a Pinnacle Forum National Conference out in Colorado, and she presented briefly, and at the time she was single, so I know a number of the guys were kind of talking. They would like to have met up with her. But anyway, she's very happily married, and she'll reference her husband during this interview. But Rebecca has a lead role as the main character named Joyce. And let me give you a little synopsis of this film, A Strange Brand of Happy. Kind of a fun, cute love story where two men compete for Rebecca's heart, but her character is named Joyce. After losing his job, David is pushed by his roommate to hire a life coach named Joyce. Now that's Rebecca St. James. A decision aided in part by how pretty David finds this life coach, but also a desire to get unstuck in life. When Joyce invites him to join the volunteer group she takes to a retirement home, David discovers his manipulative ex-boss William is part of the group and also interested in Joyce. And this is where the competition for her heart begins. The motley crew of retirees instantly recognize the potential for drama with this love triangle. A wildly old man goats the boys to battle for Joyce. As a result, David begrudgingly agrees to go to an open mic night Joyce holds for people to ponder the existence of God. It's there that a poet says a few things that cause David's head to tilt and move him a little further down the path of finding himself. The problem is the ungentlemanly competition he's still in with William. When that turns extreme, David makes a decision that nearly ruins his dual-level progress with Joyce. He's then forced to turn to the only community he has left, the ragtag band of retirees who point him in the direction of True North. And before I throw out my first question to Rebecca that she'll so kindly answer, let me play a little excerpt from the movie from this poet that gets David thinking.
No one has ever told you that before. Know that right now. You are quite the beauty. There is joy in how your mouths dance with your teeth. He made you and he was happy. You make the Lord happy. Come into this. Come closer. Know that something softer than us, but just as holy, planted pieces of himself into our feet that we might one day dance our way back. Know that you are almost home. Come just a little bit closer. There are birds beating their wings beneath your breastplate. Gentle sparrows that ache to sing. Come aching hearts. Come soldiers of joy, dormant of truth. Know that my heart was too big for my body, so I let it go. And most days, this world is thin, but believe me when I tell you that my soul has managed to squeeze itself into such narrow spaces. Walk through this with me, through this church of blood, bone, and muscle that is ours. Walk through this with me. Walk through this with me. Thank you.
Well, this movie has a lot of creative parts to it, lots of laughter, joking, kidding around, but it truly portrays a lot of life experiences that many and most of us can relate to. Well, if you're like me, you probably wondered what made Rebecca St. James want to be a part of this movie in light of her very busy schedule as a Christian recording artist. She speaks at many pro-life banquets, has been involved in a nationwide abstinence program, a gifted communicator and speaker, and you just gotta love her voice. But why be a part of this movie? Let's learn.
I think the thing that made me really want to be a part of A Strange Brand of Happy was twofold. One, I love the script. I love the humor. I love the depth. And number two, I loved the message of the film. Like, it spoke to my heart that God has created us for a purpose. We're meant to be here on this planet for a reason. And that when we find that reason and we're living it out, there's a strange brand of happy that we experience. And I just, that idea and that concept captured my heart. And so I had energy and passion for the project.
Your character was named Joyce. How well did you identify in that role? And what was it like being called on to be a life coach?
One of the things I really liked about Joyce is that she likes to bake and cook, because that is really me. And it's funny too that she likes to cook waffles, because I am like a breakfast fanatic. Like, I could literally have breakfast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, I love it so much. And so, you know, pancakes and waffles and crepes and like omelets are like my thing. So like in the movie, when I'm like making waffles and bringing them out, it felt very like real and organic, and so that was like a really cool twist. Joyce is like, she's complex, because she's got this like fun, kind of zany, like quirky side, but then also she's super deep and she's a thinker and introspective and compassionate and like discerning, sees into people's lives and hearts. And that's what she does. She's a life coach. So it was really fun to play her. And I think, again, there was like ties into me, because even when I was a kid in school, friends would like kind of come to me for, what do you think I should do about this? And like, I liked to listen. I liked to give advice. I'm the oldest of seven kids. So I kind of, leadership and, you know, problem solving in a big family just kind of comes easily. So even the life coach element of Joyce was felt congruent, which I think helps, again, the performance.
Talk about David and how you were able to connect with his character because of your own life experiences of heartache, burnout, and drawing on God's strength.
One of the things that David is dealing with in the story is he feels like a failure. You know, he feels like he's lost his job. He has no motivation. He doesn't know what he's like doing on the planet. And he's being challenged on that by people that care about him. And I think for me in my life, like, the point of connect in that regard is that, you know, I spent a part of my life where I'd been on the road at that point for probably 10, 15 years, like a lot. And so I was pretty burnt out. Like, I just felt like I emotionally, spiritually, physically had nothing left to give, but I was still kind of doing shows. I was still in the public eye, writing books, you know, albums, recording. And so it was like this whole like feeling of feeling like a an anorexic in a way, like a spiritual anorexic, and still trying to like live and survive, but on nothing. And so I think for me, in kind of recovering from that burnout and those feelings of failure and weakness and like I have nothing left, I have nothing to give, God just speaking my value to me in a new way, and like that I'm his daughter, I'm his beloved girl, and I can rest in that. I don't have to like try and be this perfect image that I have in my head of you know, I actually just need to receive the fact that I'm his kid, and that gives me value. And so I think David in the film is like coming to terms with the fact that, wow, his value is actually based on who he is as a child of God, if he chooses to believe that. And it's like a paradigm shift for him.
Do you have a favorite scene or one that's memorable?
Probably one of the most fun scenes was actually like getting paid to eat ice cream. Because, we got to eat great ice cream in this one. Was it Grater's, I think, actually, from Cincinnati, a local ice cream, and it was really good. But we actually like got to do it in a scene where David and Joyce are kind of like getting to know each other a bit, and like it feels a little bit like a date, but it's like casual. But it was just a really nice, kind of easy scene. There was no dialogue, so you didn't have to think about what was coming up next or lines or anything, and just kind of amble along and just enjoy the moment.
A challenging aspect and scene in the movie is where you try to communicate to David that you believe you can make God happy. Talk about that.
I think the scene that felt like it carried the most weight or potentially challenged for me, that I was definitely like working up to on set, was between Joyce and David after the open mic night, in response to the poet saying that, you know, we can make God happy. And that was such a novel thought for David. And so David was asking me, you know, do you believe that? And it was so cool how that scene turned out, because it felt just so heart-driven. It felt like my heart was in my words, because it felt just very real, because it was. Like, I was speaking a message that I believed in. I do believe that we can make God happy, that we can bring him joy, and I've experienced God's joy in my life through living my purpose. So it was just this beautiful moment of, like, art meets reality, and I think that plays out on camera, which is the goal.
Talk about purpose and meaning and the challenge of living in God's will.
Purpose is a funny thing, and it can feel a little elusive at certain points in life. And I think David in the film really kind of shows that he's struggling to find what he's put on this planet to do. And I know in my own life, I feel like there's more moments of feeling like, yeah, I'm totally in the right place doing exactly what I was created to do, and the joy of that, rather than feeling like I'm just constantly living in this mountaintop, you know, experience of living my purpose. And so I think for me, probably the moments that I felt like most, wow, I was created for this, and the joy of that, is in worship, when I'm leading worship, or just part of the congregation, worshiping God myself, because it's like there's a high to that for me, that I know that I was created to worship God and to lead others in that. Acting actually has been that mountaintop experience for me with purpose, where I just, there's something in my heart that has so much energy and passion for it that God put in my heart as a young girl, that is just, there's a beauty to it and a joy to it that is like nothing else. And now, in the season I'm in, where I'm kind of pulling back from, you know, being on the road all the time like I used to be, I'm almost a full-time wife. I'm doing some, you know, writing and things like that, largely book writing, but mostly a full-time wife. And like, there's moments where I'm like doing dishes at the house and just like overwhelmed with joy that I get to like be a full-time wife and live my dream that God put in my heart from a very early age. So I think, you know, taking in those moments of like, thank you, Lord, that I'm getting to live my purpose right now. And it's harder to do it when life is difficult or like living your purpose feels sacrificial. But having an attitude of thankfulness, that's what I want to encourage in myself.
In case you just tuned in, this is the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Kind of an unusual broadcast. I haven't done this before, but basically I thought I had this interview with Rebecca St. James all laid out with a host that did an interview with her recently that I heard. And late last night as I was previewing through it, I realized somehow the host's voice was gone and all I had was all of her responses. So I don't know where it went or what happened. So I've had to create some questions. So no, Rebecca St. James is not on the phone with me. In fact, I tried to track her down, but she's on vacation and was unavailable. But if you just tuned in, Rebecca St. James has the lead role in a new film that's being released around the country this Friday and will be in our area at the Savoy 16 Theater called A Strange Brand of Happy. It's kind of a romantic comedy, and it's a fun story. And as Rebecca mentioned, she identified oftentimes with her character of Joyce, finding meaning and purpose in life with helping people as a life coach. And as she just shared in her last answer, she's seen God at work in her life in new ways as this full-time wife, being off the road and out of her regular routine of all the performances and the presentations throughout the country. But one thing about this movie, A Strange Brand of Happy, she got to try some new things, including firing a paintball rifle. She got to feel like a tomboy. Here's what she had to say.
It was cool for me, like, doing something that I hadn't done before, even shooting, like, a paintball gun like that that's so hardcore. Like, I think I've shot the little ones just because I have my brothers, but this was huge. And, like, you felt the power of it when you were shooting it. So it was really, really cool just, again, kind of indulging that tomboy part of my life and kind of like having fun like doing it too and like conquering it in a way. I felt pretty hardcore.
In the movie A Strange Brand of Happy, there's like 8 key cast members, including Rebecca St. James. We have Shirley Jones as Mildred. Most all in our radio listening family will know that name, as she's won Academy Awards, The Partridge Family, The Music Man, Elmer Gantry, Joe Boyd, who's David. He'll be interviewed this Friday. He's the president of Rebel Pilgrim Productions, also the producer of this movie, and plays the lead role. And we have Marty Ingalls as Mac. He's been in a number of productions, including The Dick Van Dyke Show, and he married Shirley Jones in 1977, and this was the first time Marty and Shirley ever acted together in a movie scene. They said it was one of their most rewarding moments ever. And a few other cast members, which if you stop by the Facebook page, Great News Radio, or my own personal page, Mark Burns, or our website, greatnewsradio.org, you'll see some of the cast members. But Rebecca got to spend some time with Shirley Jones. Let's hear about it.
It was crazy, like, knowing Shirley Jones's face so well and then being in a film with her. And at one point, I just kind of sat down with her and I think over lunch. And then there was other people at the table, her husband and a few other different people. But just tried to learn from her and just absorb some wisdom and hear her stories of being on set with, you know, all these legends of film and legendary movies. And it was amazing. Like, really one of those awe-inspiring moments where you just look up to someone, admire them, and in real life, they're just as lovely and beautiful as they are on the screen.
So your new husband shows up on the set, tell us about it, and living your dream about being married.
When we shot the film, I'd only been married at that point for about 4 months. And so one of my most vivid memories was my husband arriving on set because he couldn't be there for the first part of filming. And I was just so excited, like people apparently, like, that were in the neighborhood because we were filming in a community, were watching me kind of, like, freak out, so excited that my husband was here. And they were just, like, they saw all this energy in between takes and wondering what was going on and who was this guy. And so he just, like, walked up. And, like, it was just this euphoric moment of, this is the man that I love, and he's here on set watching me do my thing and just feeling so proud of him and proud of what I was doing, too, and showing it to him.
All right. Here's our last question for Rebecca St. James, and then we're going to have some ticket giveaways. Don't call yet. What did you like best about the script and how you identified it with your own life?
Playing a role where, you know, I was just newly married, and then it was a romantic film, was interesting. You know, like, I think one of the things that I liked about the script was that the romantic element was kind of played in subtleties. It wasn't super intense or hit you over the head. It was like a friendship that really evolved into being something more. And I think that worked well with the place that I was at in my life, because it's like, you know, I've dreamed my whole life to get married, and then I'm living this dream, and then it's such a sacred thing. My marriage is so incredibly sacred, and it was so fresh at that point. So I wanted to be so honoring in every way to my husband, and then also, you know, to Joe, who was playing David, and his wife was on set as well, and she's so lovely. And just, you know, definitely for it to play out in a real way, that there's affection and appreciation, but also just to be really honoring to God and to my husband in the way that I acted. And so I feel like it played out really, really well.
That was Rebecca St. James, who plays a key lead role in the new film, A Strange Brand of Happy, coming to the Savoy 16 Theater this Friday, and it'll be running for at least a week. A lot depends on ticket sales. But right now, the first and fifth caller at 217-367-7777 will win two tickets and can choose whether they want to go to Friday night, Saturday afternoon or Saturday night, Sunday afternoon or Sunday night. Right now, the first and fifth caller, 217-367-7777. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.